I'm joined by Suzanne Thede Barnett. She is the managing director of the Mississippi River Parkway Commission. She has been with the commission for 15 years. She is joining me because it is Celebrate Drive the Great River Road Month with a road trip and a $500 giveaway during this month of September. And she is joining me today to talk a little bit about that. Of course, the Great River Road does go right through Burlington, comes in on Highway actually, 61 is pretty much one of the more principal ones, but it also is on Highway 99 and various places. But it has a very familiar logo. You can tell where you are when you're on the Great River Road and celebrating the Great River Road. We've got Suzanne with us. Suzanne, how long is the Great River Road when you add it all up?
Well, it's a long one, arguably one of the longest in the country. Over 3,000 miles, it winds its way through 10 states, starting at Lake Itasca in the northern part of Minnesota, and it follows the 10 states on both sides of the Mississippi River all the way down to southern Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. So definitely quite a bit of the Great River Road in the state of Iowa, and of course on the other side in Illinois. Just such a beautiful national scenic byway that we have here just in the midst of the country.
You know, I was just reading that it goes back to 1938, and it actually, at one time, it went into Canada, didn't it?
It did, partnering with some of the provinces to our north, the Great River Road. As it stands, you certainly can. We welcome travelers to be able to travel the full 10 states, and certainly many of our friends have done that to the north in Canada. And again, following those road signs through the 10 states definitely helps you be able to travel along the Mississippi River. It does, the road names do change as you go from state to state. And so following that signage, of course, so important. And the travelers that do travel the Great River Road, they enjoy being along the Mississippi River, being able to experience these communities and businesses that really cater to visitors along the Great River Road and the Mississippi River.
All right, the Great River Road. You've got a 10-state Great River Road map. You can order that. Can you find it online, or is it only available by ordering?
No, you can order it. We'll mail you one, a printed copy. Otherwise, you can find it online. You can order or find it online on our website at experiencemississippiriver.com. We also have an app available for both iPhone and Android versions that you can find just labeled Great River Road. And certainly that helps you be able to navigate as you're out on the go or plan for those who are looking to plan a trip down the road or based on your comfort level now. All of these tools very easy to use and be able to help you travel along the Great River Road.
You know, during this era of the pandemic, road trips have become a pretty big deal, haven't they?
Oh, they certainly have. And again, based on what your comfort level is, we certainly recommend that you check state and local guidelines and really do what your comfort level is, whether it's taking a day trip now. For your listeners, obviously you have the glorious advantage of having the Mississippi River right in your midst. And you can travel up and down along it, whether it be heading up toward Harper's Ferry, a little bit further from the Burlington area, over 3 hours, but the Effigy Mounds National Monument, beautiful place that you could explore. Obviously, we're encouraging social distancing. The visitor center there is closed, but there are park trails that are open daily from dawn to dusk. We encourage you to pack a picnic or take a meal out, a bottle of wine, a meal from a local business, and be able to just really enjoy the outdoors. And that's part of what makes fall and September, particularly as we celebrate Drive the Great River Road month annually. It's just a beautiful time, cornucopia of colors and flavors, different things to see, to smell, to taste, no matter how far you're going, just within your riverfront in Burlington, or going down to the Quad Cities perhaps and getting on the paved trail there at Credit Island Park in Davenport and following the Mississippi River through parks and villages on the Riverway Trail. These are incredible ways to be able to socially distance, enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the beautiful area along the Mississippi River that we make home to and celebrate all that fall offers us.
Well, I'll let you know that we are broadcasting from our studios, which are directly high above overlooking the Mississippi River. We can see up the river and down the river many, many miles right from our studios here. So we can see the Great River Road as we are speaking to you. So,
well, Steve, how fortunate you are and how fortunate your listeners are. It really is a very picturesque location within our country. I think you are very lucky to have such a work environment, and of course your listeners to be able to really take advantage of everything that you have within the area. And fall, again, being a great time to get out and be able to enjoy some of these scenic lookouts, the trails, the parks, getting a flavor from the farmers markets and the local produce stands. This is part of what we celebrate in September and really hold true, the beauty and that history of the Great River Road, one of America's longest and oldest national scenic byways. And certainly you can drive a small segment or a little bit longer, again, based on what your comfort level is, or maybe you just want to get online, order a map, and be able to plan for a future trip. And speaking of that, as you mentioned early on, Steve, we are in the midst to celebrate Drive the Great River Road Month, and here in September, we are giving $500 away to celebrate, again, Drive the Great River Road Month. This sweepstakes goes on through the end of September. Then we'll choose one lucky winner, $500, to be able to plan and take your trip along the Great River Road at some point in the future when you're comfortable.
Now, is it just entry? Is it just an entry that you'll apply, or do you write something up about your visit?
No, it's just an entry. You can go to experiencemississippiriver.com, or you can go on Facebook, find us at The Great River Road, and be able to enter in either place. Again, through the whole month of September, encourage other friends and family members. It's a good way for you to be able to find out about us. And heck, who wouldn't love a chance to win $500 and be able to plan a future trip?
It sounds great. It is Drive the Great River Road Month, a road trip, a $500 giveaway. You can find out more by simply going, you can Drive the Great River Road Month. The best website is, what's the best website for the Great River Road?
Right. The best website, Steve, to find us is experiencemississippiriver.com. Otherwise, as I said, find us on social media, on Facebook at The Great River Road.
Okay. And it is a great month to do exactly that. Suzanne Thede Barnett, the managing director of the National Mississippi River Parkway Commission, and a hello to Lisa Walsh, who's on the commission from our area, and to hello to Lisa, who's happy to be chatting about, or chappy, happy that we are chatting about the Great River Road. Suzanne, have a great month, okay?
You as well, and thank you, Steve, for recognizing and helping us celebrate Drive the Great River Road Month, and we're certainly plugging for help in being able to restore that bridge that will help us be able to further enhance the Burlington area and the Great River Road in beautiful Iowa.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks, Steve.